Letters from Home brings you stories from Central Ohioans navigating life during the COVID-19 pandemic. Julie and Chris Hedrick are a husband and wife duo who founded Blue Skies HD Video and Film Productions. The video company covers corporate events, weddings, anniversaries, life events, as they say. So, how are they doing business when COVID-19 is changing the way these life events look? I spoke with Julie about the unexpected shifts they've made to keep their company open and continue to serve their clients during times of need.
There are always life events that will always occur, regardless if we're in a pandemic. And who knew that through the pandemic, our business would not only survive, but our business would thrive. And we're still telling stories. We're still telling personal life events. We've just sort of altered that storytelling to life events that people before didn't really always consider videotaping or recording or sharing or saving forever. My name is Julie Hedrick, and I'm one of the owners over at Blue Skies HD Video and Film Productions. We're a television production company in the Central Ohio area. Blue Skies HD Video and Film specializes in personal events. And unfortunately, personal events aren't always happy occasions. So a happy occasion might be a wedding or it might be a birth. But then sometimes those life events can also turn into sad occasions, such as when somebody passes away. And with the pandemic, a lot of funeral homes were restricted to how many people they could allow into the funeral home. And it just got busy for us. And next thing you know, we're shooting funerals. Live streaming has been a really big part of our business since the pandemic. And the benefit of live streaming is that everyone can grieve together. We just grieve together virtually. And so it still brings the families together, and it still makes them feel like they were a part of the grieving process. So what do you shoot during calling hours? There are a couple of rules of thumb in television production that you typically don't shoot, and a lot of them are people eating or people doing things that they may not look their best. It may not put them in the best light. And sometimes high emotion is not the prettiest of imagery to capture. And so if someone's crying at a funeral, it's hard to decide, what am I going to shoot? Like, what am I going to show? One of the biggest differences that we've seen from a creative aspect is when everyone's wearing a mask, it's really hard to show some of that emotion. But I'm not sure it's necessarily a bad thing to not show that. The mask offers a way for people to hide their faces better. And so I think it gives them more security to feel maybe more emotional, but you can still see it in the body language when you're shooting that there's emotion happening. I'm not sure we want to be in the business of funerals. It's kind of a sad thing to be around that mortality and mortality thing a lot, but we'll go wherever our families ask us to go, and we'll make the best of the situation so that they can always have something to treasure forever and to pass on to future generations. In a time where things could feel really bad, we're just really honored and blessed that we can provide a service to people that might help them through the grieving process.